Friday night, Moonee Valley is the William Reid. We've gone through some of the field. There's an interesting horse from Perth called Rock Magic. It's trained by Chris Gangemi, and he's online. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew. How you going, mate?
Very well, mate. Big thrill, and this has obviously been a name to come across and look towards a big Group 1 first up.
Yeah, it is, like you say, a big thrill for myself and all the owners. Yeah, very excited to get him over there and see how he goes. I think he's always been a nice horse here, but he sort of went to a new level last prep over the carnival, obviously. Yeah, racing very well in our big sprints here, so we thought he deserved a crack at it. There's not much here over the next few months for him, so we thought he's ready to go, so rather than waiting a few months, we'll have a crack over there.
Well, every race last preparation, he was so good, but I think it's probably the second to Vega Magic and the Colonel Reeves, and prior to that, he won the Prince of Wales. And then after that, he ran third in the Winterbottom to Takedown and Scheidel. And we can only look at the current form of Scheidel, who's going to be lining up in the William Reid, that your horse is capable of winning a race like this.
Yeah, he showed last prep. Obviously, this was in our own backyard, so he's got to travel and cope with all that. But if he can take that sort of form, he won the race first up, sitting 14, no cover. And second up, he gave everything weight and got better nose from Riga Magic, and one more stride wins that. And then, like you say, in the Winterbottom, he showed against the good horses, the best horses from here, and some very good horses from over east, that he can be very competitive. And he wasn't 100% sort of leading into that. And even that day, he had their bar shoes on, and he had a bit of a foot sort of thing. So, had he been 100%, who knows what might have happened that day. But he seems 100% now, so hopefully he can travel over good and be very competitive on Friday.
Okay. Did the plane leave last night? The way you're talking, it didn't.
No, it did. It did?
Okay, right.
Yeah, no, he's got there good as gold, travelled beautiful, head straight in the feed bin and drinking. So, at the moment, we're very happy with him.
All right. I know Jared Noski's coming over with you later in the week. He's got a pattern that he normally gets back.
Correct, yeah. He gets back. He sort of loves having something to chase. If he's got something in front of him, he generally tries his best to run it down sort of thing. So, no, he'll be reading quietly and saved up for the last furlong.
Well, we can't wait to see him, mate. He's right up to it. He might be seven, but he's only had the 35 for 12 and 11 placings. He's always around the mark. And the aim would be, if he ran well, do you stick around?
We're sort of just taking it one race at a time, to be honest, mate. We'll see how it goes on Friday night, and then we'll have a look at the calendar and reassess after that.
Well, we look forward to seeing him Friday night, mate. Thanks a lot, Chris. Good luck.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.